Hello and welcome to episode 10 of my podcast for the month of July 2018. This is our first annual road trip mixtape edition, where we will dispense with our usual format and simply focus on the music, instead of having me interrupting every other track. You can find a full list of the tracks over at ourbasement.ca.
Oh, more time to piece it all together now, all together now. I'm gonna ride this out, breaking my back, trying to defeat it. Nobody can read in me, but I'm depleted. All together now, all together now. I'm gonna ride. Sunny weather now, sunny weather now. I'm going.
We'll drive until the gas is gone, and then walk until our feet are torn. Crawl until we feed the soil. Film the whole thing. It's all business in the left-hand lane. Drive there and then drive back again. Escape can't be the only way to escape. So I've gotten used to coffee sweat, still getting used to road regrets. Hell, I took you up on all your threats to leave. It's a shame. It's a crying shame. Them's the brakes. Country tuned. It's never been the lens that I see through. But I guess driving for a week or two puts words in your mouth. So find Dodge and then get out of it. It's about as country as I get. So you ain't living till you're living it. Not dead till you die. But watch out for the paraphrase, 'cause they will crown you and they will take. The brakes, and ain't it always the way that takes you back to from where it is you came? It's a shame, it's a crying shame. Them's the brakes.
killing me. This relentless draw bombs the quiet streets. You can dance with the devil, you can shuffle.
Well, we have reached the halfway point in the episode, so it's time to grab a cookie, or several, along with a beverage of your choice. Remember to keep it low alcohol if you are driving. So American beer should be fine. It is now time to turn the tape over. Welcome to side 2 of this year's road trip mixtape. What do you mean, him again? I said there would be less of me this episode, not none of me. Anyway, since this month's edition is twice the length of our regular show, I think I should get next month off. What do you think?
Thank you. Jeez.
Two-night stand in Tulsa, pulling out and headed west. Brady grabbed the Gideons from the hotel in the desk, and we said, "What's the matter, brother? Are you worried about your soul?" He said, "Better safe than sorry, boys. That's just how I roll." We hit the road, feeling cool as Crosby, Stills, and Nash, overflowing with the spirit and the Bible on the dash. We pulled the whole thing over for the flashing red and blues. Police came to the window, we said, "Have you heard the news?" "Now don't get smart with me, boy, why you doing 95? My foot is heavy with redemption, I'm just blessed to be alive." He said, "I ought to pull you out of there, beat you black and blue." I placed my hand upon the good book, said, "What would Jesus do?" It's better than insurance, registration, or life. It's better than these fake IDs I keep on buying. It's even better than an envelope stuffed with cash. Well, they always said it's sending me that old Bible on the desk. Around these parts, a hair alone will make probable cause. If you're moving through my county, you'll obey my earthly laws.
Yes, we did our best to quote some holy writ, chapter and verse.
"What kind of music y'all's making?" We said, "Christian music, sir."
He contemplated, thought about it, twirled his cop mustache.
"All right, you boys, be careful now. Just don't drive quite so fast." It's better than insurance, registration, or lying. It's better than these fake IDs I keep on buying. It's even better than an envelope stuffed with cash. But they always said it's sending a Bible on the dish.
Crossing at the border, a few months later, we heard, "Freeze! Pull in over there, son, we gonna do some search and seize."
Well, maybe if we'd been more famous, he'd have said, "Just move along."
Yeah, if he'd have seen us on the TV.
Or if we'd had hit single songs.
He's just about to ask us, "Where's the money, guns, and hash?"
Well, I was hoping it'd save me that old Bible on the dash. His hand was on his pistol and his dog was on his leash. And that shepherd, he was keeping a pretty close eye on his sheep.
"We got a list we gonna look at, see if we can't find your names.
And we got parabolic laser beams, here's everything you say. We got ultraviolet x-rays that can see right through your bus.
I guess we'll see if the good Lord's truly watching over us."
It's better than a green card, it's better than lying. It's better than these work visas I keep on buying. It's even better than an envelope stuffed with cash. Lord, I'm at the border with the Bible on the dish. Thank you.
In uncertain hours, our forebears looked to the more certain powers of the Holy Good Book. They opened up a verse, then they read out the word. There was the voice of God and the answer that they heard. But as for me, I've a less oracular bent. Spend most of my time wondering where my time was spent. In particular desperation on a Sunday afternoon. All I held as good in life was in some random swoon. Opened up a book on the shelf near my Bible. Opened up a book of culinary survival. I took a look, joy of cooking. Set us down, and grace was spoken in that bacon scent profound. All I had lost was found. I took a look in.
That was the 2018 Road Trip Mixtape. I hope that you enjoyed it and remember to return next month where we hope to have another set of 9 or so tracks around a theme. I still think I should get next month off. Take care everybody and remember, eat more cookies.